Stargazer time. Our weekly look into what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet and what we can try and observe in our dark island skies. We are turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Welcome back, Christopher. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. This week, stargazers look out for Jupiter and Saturn in the western sky after sunset. Jupiter will be setting around 8:30 p.m. and Saturn will be setting around midnight. The moon this week will be full, meaning stargazing for those faint objects is going to be very hard indeed.
Exciting news. I saw a little bit of this online. Mysterious signals emerging from outer space. What can you tell us?
They are mysterious indeed, but mysterious radio signals from space are nothing new for astronomers using radio telescopes, but a new breed of radio signals have had astronomers scratching their collective heads. They are known as fast radio bursts, and they are a mysterious cosmic phenomena that are relatively new to astronomy. These mysterious bursts of intense radio energy last less than 300 milliseconds. And they are coming from a galaxy around 3 billion light years away.
And as I recall, this was detected by a SETI group, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
That's it. It's a sub-project of that known as the Breakthrough Listen Initiative, and they are using extremely sensitive radio telescopes to scan the sky in the hope that they can pick up signals from extraterrestrial civilizations. During their search, they came across these fast radio bursts, and so far they cannot think of a natural explanation for them.
So we've had these kind of things on the show a few times over the years. Taking a look at this information, how does it compare? You think there's anything to it, or are we going to probably, like the other cases, come up with a more rational explanation?
Well, you know me, I'm not going to rule out extraterrestrials, but I always err on the side of caution when talking about these kinds of things. It's easy to attribute something new and mysterious to the activities of some distant alien civilization, but more often than not, after further inquiry, we find out that the sources are previously unseen natural phenomena. This reminds me of a case back in the 60s with pulsars. The scenario was almost exactly the same. Mysterious repeating signals from space were discovered and turned out to be rapidly spinning remnants of dead stars. We now call them pulsars.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fun and enlightening stargazer. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next time.